Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is January 5th, 2004. On this live Monday edition, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have a doctor coming on the show in the next hour who's speaking out against a New Jersey law that legalizes human cloning and the industrialization of growing the clones and using them for parts. So you talk about dehumanization, a brave new world. This is it. We'll be going over it. Before I launch into all the news, I don't want to forget to do this today because it's so important. George W. Bush is a complete and total phony. George Bush isn't even the president of this country. He is just a front man for the private, run-for-profit, military-industrial crime syndicate. And this weekend, listening to talk radio, I heard the big national host, two separate ones, praising him. Oh, he got some quail. Oh, he's such a hunter. Did you see him with that chainsaw? He's such a Texan. I mean, this would be like if I went to New York and started talking about what a great New Yorker I am. I'm tired of it, folks. It's admitted that the Crawford Ranch is a set, complete with old tractors, hay bales, everything. It is a set. And a couple times a year, Bush goes out with a chainsaw, a giant chainsaw, and will cut one-inch trees. And it's just mindless. I'm just sick of it. Oh, he's such a good country boy. He's like John Wayne. I can't handle any more of it, folks. I'm a, I don't know, 6th, 7th plus generation Texan. I think more than that. What, 1829, Spanish land grants, 1830, on my father's side of the family, my mother's side, German immigrants in the 1840s. And it doesn't matter, but it's just a symptom of all the other phoniness. The turkey put together by some chef presented to the troops, no one was allowed to eat it. The fable of Jessica Lynch, that being a fabrication. Bush and the Made in USA boxes behind him last year. Up in St. Louis, Made in USA, it was really made in China. My point is, it's an illusion. It was an illusion with Bill Clinton. It's an illusion with George Bush and so many people. I mean, they think, wow, he's out hunting for quail. He must be pro-Second Amendment. That's what this neocon was saying this weekend. Then I flip channels, hear another one praising him. Oh, he's so wonderful. You know how hard it is to shoot quail. He's so manly. Shooting quail is about the easiest thing there is on the face of the planet. You find quail and you got a shotgun, only a complete moron couldn't shoot them. It's a ground bird. I've shot giant stacks of them. I've never missed. I'm just tired of it. I can't handle it anymore. All right, I'm going to go over this. It's kind of a petty thing, but at the same time, it's very important because it just shows how this is total theater. I'm sick of it. You know, the whole world's a stage and each man a player, I guess. I haven't even gotten to the news yet. It's all very, very important. And we'll get to it when we get back. Now, here's one of them. I mean, this has been out for years, but here's WorldNet Daily putting a spin on it. Immigration inspectors under the gun at airports, ordered to clear planes of passengers in under an hour despite terror threats. If you're an illegal alien, you get in.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. It is Monday, the fifth day of January in 04, and we do have a doctor, the head of a bioethics group, coming on to expose the legalization of human cloning going on right now in New Jersey, the industrialization of using body parts, growing humans like so much eggplant or potatoes. Picking us off the vines like grapes. Destroying the very soul of humanity. I guess if we're going to have 50 million abortions, I guess they're going to just go ahead and do this as well. So that's coming up in about 30 minutes. Let me just spend a few minutes on this, then I'll get to the fact that if you're an illegal alien or a foreigner, they have the process of acing you. This was in the Miami Herald 2 years ago. A customs agent, a senior one, Mr. Gonzalez quit over it and wrote a big editorial for the newspaper. He said that when the people come off the planes from Middle Eastern countries, and they've been told to have less restrictions on them, by the way, this is in the Miami Herald, that when they come off the plane, they are ordered to what they call ace them. They just hold up their paperwork and walk past. They're not allowed to look at it. And this is still going on. There's an article today out of WorldNet Daily about it. I want to get into that. Also, Forex, dollar hits, record low versus euro. And the gold continues to explode, as well as silver. Father of the euro calls for global currency. They're moving forward with their global currency. And Again, you tell the average person this, they'll say, hey, Rush Limbaugh said it doesn't exist. There is no New World Order. You're a kook if you say it. Okay, this is EU Observer and Reuters. I just read out of the Associated Press and Reuters, and I read the bills here on air. Nothing's a conspiracy on this show. It's all documented. But this weekend, I spent a few hours looking at websites that attack myself and others. And they'll say stuff like, these lunatics believe there's a world government. They believe there's a plan for a world tax. They think some group called the CFR runs things. Well, the CFR says they do. And they've got the heads of all the major universities, Congress, that's the House and the Senate, all the big leaders, every president you can imagine. I mean, all we're doing here is covering what's happening. But the globalists know that you like to procrastinate and make excuses and don't want to face painful facts. And so you make excuses, and then so it's easy for them to just convince you that government never did anything wrong. It's all loving. Give all your rights up. Anybody that says don't trust government is a weirdo. So I guess the founding fathers were bad. Also, Israel's member of parliament proposes ethnic cleansing. And folks, he actually said on state-run radio, ethnic cleansing. Now, look, they have ethnic cleansing in Saudi Arabia. That is, if you're not a Muslim, they'll kill you. If you come outside your armored compound and wearing a cross, they'll kill you. I don't like Saudi Arabia. And I don't like Israel saying they want to, some of them saying they want to ethnic cleanse people. I'm against Nazis ethnically cleansing human beings, and I'm against some people.
Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word revolution. There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Revolution! Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar.
Ladies and gentlemen, no government conspiracy. My connection from Austin, Texas to the satellite uplinks and folks running the show in Minnesota has been, breaks up a couple times a year, and that's happening today. Trying to recap what I was starting to say, Israeli member of parliament proposes ethnic cleansing, and we'll be getting into that article. Also, tolerate death threats from the academic left. and this is out of Front Page Mag, a local conservative group in the high school simply called for reaffirming the Bible, controlling the borders, basic conservative platform, and they got death threats, and the teacher said, so what? It's basically what you deserve, saying that you want to control the borders. So I'm going to go over that article. We're also going to get the folks involved in this on the show. Blair is saying that Iraq war was a test case, that it's a test case for any other country that doesn't submit to globalism immediately. And, of course, later we're going to be discussing the situation with cloning being legalized in New Jersey. But in the first segment, I mentioned the whole world being a stage and each of us being players upon it. That's paraphrasing what, of course, one of the famous members of British literature had to say. And all this weekend on talk radio, I watched a little bit of television as well, reading the different newspapers, looking at Time Magazine online. They're telling us that Bush is this incredible outdoorsman, this amazing Texan. He's like John Wayne. We should all trust him. You know, the image of the guy in the cowboy hat out on the range is one of trust. They're feeding on, you know, that image of the gunslinger, or the image of John Wayne out there in the plains of Texas or in Arizona fighting the heathen masses. And this is admittedly a carefully crafted front that the White House is putting on. I mean, they bought this ranch, this patch of scrub brush just north of Austin, 2 years before Bush was elected. They built a house on it. There's no horses there. When Vicente Fox showed up last year and wanted to ride horses with Bush, because he's got a real ranch, they said, oh, we don't have any horses here. And Bush likes to ride around in his pickup truck. He's really trying to imitate what LBJ did. You know, LBJ really had a ranch in between Fredericksburg and Austin, out in Johnson City. It's still there. And he would drive around in his car at 60, 70 miles an hour.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, John Stadtmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
All right, the ring folks. Of fire. Alex and Jones burns, here, burns, trying to do a show. look. I've already gone over this, but you know about Bush and the Made in the USA spray painted on the boxes with the Made in China covered up, which, by the way, is a felony to have stuff in a warehouse and put false country of origin markings on something is a serious felony. And that was reported on. But that's what the White House is doing, creating the illusion of Made in America. In New Jersey, they did some similar things and got caught. In Indiana, that made everybody take their ties off. When some refused, the Secret Service threatened to throw them out because the White House, Karl Rove, the head minion, the White House chief of staff, quote, didn't want the image of a bunch of white-collar people. The example here is, the point here is that that's how much They're micromanaging things. That's the level that they're controlling things. Okay? And when you have Bush out at the ranch, it is admittedly a stage with hay bales and tractors and everything. And I was so shocked over the weekend to hear all these different talk show hosts going, oh, he's such a great quail hunter, the first hunter. Oh, he's such a good shot. Oh, he loves working on the ranch and cutting down brush. He's tough. And it was just so comical. Because I know, living in Texas, that most people around the country think we ride around on horses and that there's tumbleweeds blowing by and, oh, Texans are so neat and so tough. And so Bush is just glomming on to what LBJ did out at his ranch in Johnson City. And he's creating this illusion of this good old country boy that you can trust. And look, I have nothing against you. If you're from Kennebunkport, Maine, and your family goes back to the Tories in 1776 on the side of the British, I have nothing against you. But they're blue bloods that go back to England, back to landed nobility, back to the very royal family, according to Reuters, that is in power in the United Kingdom right now. So the Bushes really aren't even Americans, folks. In 1832, they were part of the founding of Skull and Bones, which was done with German money, admittedly to overthrow the United States. That's why the Lucius Trust, through the Russell Trust, did what it did, because John Quincy Adams had gone after, quote, the Illuminati. That's our president writing books and letters.